Some mermaids tell about themselves. Found on the internet. Good day, mermaids. I am Zoe, mermaid in the Coral Sea. For all you bobbers out there, the Coral Sea is off the coast of Australia. No worries. Bobbers is just a nickname we have for you land folk, since you're always bobbing about on the surface of the water. You don't seem to come down below much, do you? Well, I am here to teach you bobbers all about life as a mermaid. It is pretty spiffy that we can get to know about each other now after all this time keeping ourselves secret. I was there when the Mer Council decided to contact the land folk. I could not keep from cheering, even though I was supposed to keep quiet and just watch. I was just so happy, I could not help myself. Now I get to be the one to tell you about the Mer World. My father live in the Coral Sea. Our area pretty much surrounds the land of Australia. This means we get to ride the East Australian Current Eek all the time. It is a ripper of a ride. My mermaid, Cooper, and I love to ride it when we are not out catching humpback blows and swimming with the dolphins. Cooper is a sea turtle, so naturally he loves to catch a fast ride. He loves it when I give him a tow with my tail. Or when we catch a ride with the dolphins. But nothing beats a ride on the Eek. I can get sea animals to listen to me because I have mermaid powers. But I have to be careful and not make the animals do things that might get them or someone else hurt. Like when the whales are migrating with their pods, I have to be careful not to accidentally call them. The baby whales are specially drawn to me and I cannot let them get separated from their families, so I have to watch out for them and help them get back when that happens. We have some fantastic games together, all the octopus, swordfish, sharks, and Cooper and me. It is nice to not worry about anyone trying to eat anyone else for a bit. They have to obey me and I do not allow any fighting while we are playing. That is it for me this time. I am stoked to learn all about you bobbers out there. Poru for now. Hi there. I am not really sure how to begin. So, I guess I will just start at the beginning. My name is Crystal. Mermaid in the Arctic Ocean. My area is way up north where it is very, very cold. I am pretty shy so I don't really like all the attention I get. But I am happy that I get to be the one who talks to you humans. I have heard that some oceans are so warm that people come from far away just to swim in them. Is that true? I don't see a lot of human people in my home sea. My friend Pepper, he is a penguin I know. Penguins don't usually live in the Arctic Ocean. It is a long story. I will tell you about him later. Anyway, Pepper and I like to make giant ice castles to explore and play on. Well, technically I make the ice castles and Pepper just plays on them. You see, each mermaid is born with a special power. Mine is creating ice. It is a pretty neat power now that I have learned to control it. I can make sculptures and towers and all kinds of ice creations. When I was 15 I got to travel with my father to the North Atlantic Ocean and meet with other merpeople. I visit the mermaid named Bryn. She is a mermaid in the Celtic Sea. She is great. She has crazy red hair, emerald green eyes and lots of freckles. Anyway, she and I totally have a blast whenever we are together. I create huge ice sculptures and she uses her power to make them glow. Oh, so I was going to tell you about how I found Pepper. Well, as you must know, penguins aren't from around here. They mostly live in Antarctica, which is far away in the seas near the South Pole. So you can imagine how surprised I was when I found a tiny little penguin all alone floating on a piece of metal near the human ship docks. He was so small and sick, I just knew he needed me. So I sculpted a little ice boat for him to rest in while I towed him back to my home. Mermum and Murda didn't think he would survive without penguin parents to take care of him, but I mashed up krill and sardines into little bits he could swallow and fed him by hand. Soon he was growing fast and catching fish all on his own. He is a great little buddy, but he has one problem you should probably know about. He thinks he is a bird. Well, I guess he kind of is a bird. But he thinks because he has wings he should be able to fly like the puffins and seagulls and other Arctic birds. I have tried and tried to tell him his wings aren't really meant for flying but he just won't believe me. He always seems to be in some kind of trouble, jumping off castle ledges and rocks and well everything. He is pretty silly, but he is my Pepper and I love him anyway. So, that's me. I am so excited to get to share my world with you. Hello there, human folk. Tapo the Marimornitia. That's how we say good day here in the North Atlantic Ocean. My name is Brian Dylan McFinnigan, mermaid in the Celtic Sea. But most merfolk just call me Bryn. You can call me Bryn, too. I get to use my magical powers to help guard the ships that pass by. And I am very pleased to do so. You see, my special mermaid power is the gift of light. Now that I am 16 years old, I can use my light to lead ships safely back to shore when they are lost in a storm. Each night on duty brings new challenges and new things to learn. I shine my light away from jagged rocks and toward places of safety to keep the sailors out of harm's way. When the nights get dark and the storms get scary, I gather up all the courage I can and shine my light a little higher for the sailors. I have a silky friend named Fergus who has been my trusty companion since I rescued him from a fisherman's net when he was just a pup. He is a wee spotted seal with the courage of a great sea lion and a heart of gold, so I bring him with me each night to help guide the ships. Fergus keeps me laughing when the seas are gray and smiling through the fiercest storms. He has been with me every flip of the fin. No mermaid could ever find a truer fin friend. When we are not out and lighting the way for misguided sailors, Fergus and I like to explore the deep caves off the coast of the countries Ireland, England, and Scotland. With my gift of light and his great courage, we can really delve into the mysteries of the seas. 'Tis a fine way to pass a day here in the Celtic Sea, discovering treasures in the deep, telling tales of pirates and sea monsters, and exploring new places. We have ever so many adventures, Fergus and me. I can't wait to share all of our adventures with you. For now, keep your lighthouse shining bright. Hello, humans. I am so thrilled to finally get to speak, well right to you. My name is Destiny and I am a mermaid in the Caribbean Sea. My area is in the southern Atlantic Ocean near the Gulf of Mexico. There are many tropical islands in my home sea. The water is warm and deep blue and I love it here. When we finally convinced the Mer Council to allow us to contact the human world, it was like a dream come true. I have been secretly listening to the landfolk make their beautiful island music for so long. I just knew you could not all be as dangerous as some of the merfolk believed. I love your music. Actually, I love all music. And the only thing I love more than great music is twirling and whirling along with music. I have heard that you humans call this dancing, only you do this on land with your two long fins called legs. Is this true? It sounds wonderful. My best friend is a crab named Frank. Well, actually he likes to let everyone know his full name is Francois Grasta. But I just call him Frank. He is a funny little guy. We have a secret hideout where we like to pretend we are human sailors. It is a sunken ship. That is where we keep all the human treasures we find. And we find tons of treasures. Frank likes treasure a lot. I think it is pretty and all, but what I really love is music. But Frank always wants more and more treasure. I don't know what he thinks he is going to do with it all. He is just a little crab. You see, all mermaids are blessed with special powers. Mine is my voice. I can use my voice to find things. By bouncing my sound waves off the things I am looking for and receiving the signal, I can find almost anything. It comes in pretty handy when other merfolk need to find things they have lost. But mostly I like to use my voice to make music. When I was a younger mermaid, I had to learn to control my sound waves. I just love to have fun and make music. I can't wait to learn more about human music and all of the amazing sounds you can make. Keep whirling with the music. Konnichiwa. That means hello in Japanese, the language the landfolk use near my home sea. I live in an area of the North Pacific Ocean called the Sea of Japan, where I frequently see and hear the humans as they sail about. Here we have many beautiful miles of coast and deep blue waters bursting with life. I am very pleased to be a chosen mermaid to speak to humans. It is a wonderful thing for the mirror world and human worlds to finally learn of each other. I will tell you of my life as a mermaid, so that we may become true friends. My father live in the Sea of Japan and our family are spread in the ocean from the South China Sea to the Sea of Okhotsk in the north. As a mermaid, I was born with a special power to heal things and make them grow. Merfolk come from far and wide so that I can help them to be strong and healthy. It brings me great honor to help others. I love the many plants that grow in the sea. My special friend, Akiko, and I spend much of our time growing and harvesting helpful sea plants for their healing benefits. Akiko is a beautiful tiny seahorse. She is delightful, so thoughtful and sweet. I can always count on Akiko to fetch just the right plant I need for a patient. But she is lots of fun to play with too. When we are not taking care of the sick or gathering plants, we like to explore the caves and rocks along the coast. We especially enjoy visiting the tiny sea creatures who live there: mackerel, sardines, anchovies, tuna, squid and seahorses. That is how I met Akiko. I was exploring one day and I found her in a cave, very ill. I used a combination of blue mud from the ocean bottom and my healing powers to nurse her back to health. We have been the best of fin friends ever since. I look forward to learning more about the human world and sharing my world with you as well. I am Serena, mermaid in the Mediterranean Sea. I have been chosen to represent my area in first contact with the human world. In this I am truly pleased. All my life I have wondered about the land folk and their strange ways. To be part of this historic time when our two worlds are finally united is such a thrill. To tell you some things about myself, my parents live in the Mediterranean Sea. I am gifted with special powers to be used to bless my merfolk. My power is the gift of kaleidoscope, which means I can change the color of anything I touch: coral, seaweed, fish, even my own tail. It brings me so much pleasure to beautify the undersea world around me. I spend much of my time decorating the creatures who come to me. I will tell you about my favorite art project so far. One day, several of years ago, I was taking a swim break in Mershkul and I happened upon a small gray triggerfish being bullied by some eels. They were teasing him and circling around and around so he could not get away. The poor little guy was so upset. I quickly shooed those nasty eels off, scooped him into my arms and wiped the bubbles from his eyes. I wrapped my tail fin around him and concentrated as hard as I could on the most bright and vibrant colors I could imagine. I waited a moment to be sure my power had worked, and when I opened my fin, his gray scales had transformed into the most beautiful rainbow pattern. He gaped up at me as I grinned back, then he quickly looked down at his little fins, now brightly striped with blue and green and yellow, and gasped. Our eyes met and he smiled the best smile I have ever seen. What a joy to see him so happy. I did never felt so good before. It was better than all the gifts I ever received. That is when I know what I wanted to do for the rest of my life: help others to feel happy. I do this through creating beautiful places and unique fish scale patterns. I even change mermaids and mermen's tail colors to all different shades, patterns and colors. I love to see their smiles and how confidently they swim afterwards. Anyway, so that is how I met Picasso, the little great triggerfish who no one will ever call pig-faced again. Ever since then, Picasso and I have been best friends. We go everywhere together and always have so much fun painting everything we see. I love to show you some of our creations sometime. Thank you, friends, for taking time to learn about the mirror world. I am excited to share more stories from under the sea with you.